I think I'm trying to decide whether to do a little sharing right now or wait till after the meditation. Now I'm going to cry. I'll do it now. It's nice what Jim was just sharing with the coins for kids. And I like that we actually have these events between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the actual dates. And, last night was just such a fulfilling experience for me, too. This morning, I really feel full. I mean, just that overflow of fullness and that gratitude. It's funny because usually you look at Thanksgiving as the gratitude. Well, the gratitude really, in a sense, finally settled in a greater way for me this morning. And, it's just so wonderful. I love just not only getting together, but what happens when we get together. And it's just so great because it's so wonderful to actually see each of you sharing your loving with one another as well. And on the way over here, I was reminded of that phrase, what was it that Jesus said, as I have loved you, that ye love one another, and know that love is the same in that way. And it's, to me, when we get together in gatherings like that, is really gives us that opportunity to really begin to share that loving with one another. And I'll tell you what, last night I really felt it, and I still am. That's why I love the carryover from that, and what we see each of you doing, but then hearing from each of you, it's just so wonderful, and just really getting to experience and see that loving in one another. And that's where, even though I know the main focus is inside meditation, but there is this outer dynamic that as we can get together in community and share outwardly that expression or movement, because that is an important part, because loving is an expression, is a movement. And when we can get together like last night in that way, it gives us that opportunity that we can really share that in a greater way than maybe in some ways that we may not get the opportunity in our everyday living, so to speak. And so that's where I'm very grateful to have the opportunities like last night to get together in that way that we really can now share and participate with one another. As wonderful as I love the classes and when we meditate together and the retreats, there's a very specific focus in there. And it's nice to also have the times like last night where it's just really open, casual, free to just let it be however it is and to share with one another. And I just like that greater opportunity and expression because I really get a greater fullness myself that necessarily I don't get when I'm all on my own meditating. That fills me a lot. But then when I can come into the world and share that with other people, it adds that whole other level that I don't necessarily have when I'm just all alone, so to speak. And I find that at times, if I'm feeling a little empty, could use a little filling in my own tank, getting together like that really fills me up and kind of gets me moving again. And it's so wonderful because we so often hear after gatherings and getting together how people will say to us later that, my God, that just so filled me, touched me, moved me, and I was so filled with joy that it sparked something inside again that I'm now actually even meditating again and actually beginning to find that expression of loving in ways that I kind of lost touch with, and just getting together kind of refilled that, re-sparked that to even just carry forward into the regular just daily routine in that way. So I really like that and having those opportunities to get together. And this last year we've been so busy with the travel schedule, we even forgot to schedule in. We want to do a couple initiates meetings a year, and we only did one this last year. And we already made schedules for next year to do two of them scheduled in already. And those are April and October dates, just to let you know the month. I don't remember the days yet. And we're realizing that it's nice to create some space like that. So we're going to look at, things like that. Not all the time, because then, of course, it can get old if you hold it every week or month, and that'd be nice. But just to have that opportunity to get together like that because of the wonderful effects we see that it has on each of us. So thank you. okay, now I'm ready to meditate.
Okay.
Are you ready to meditate?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So just go ahead and get comfortable and close your eyes if you'd like. Just begin to take in whatever that experience of loving, of gratitude, of joy, or whatever it may be for you. Just begin to take that in and just let it fill you. Literally let it fill you from head to toe. Just feeling that greater fullness, that movement of spirit. Just relax and just allow your awareness to open to yet greater knowing, greater experience of that movement. That you begin to see, to hear, to feel, or to know in whatever way that works for you. Just allow that to awaken, to embrace and to expand into yet greater and greater experience. And just allowing yourself to be filled to overflowing, that as it fills you from head to toe, that it now fills you up from toe to head. And then as it comes up back to the top of the head, now to even overflowing, where that movement of loving just begins to overflow out of the top of your head, and just continuing to move however it wishes, whether back up into spirit, just back into yourself, or into the world. Just allow it to flow however it wishes. And just allowing yourself to experience that freedom of movement. And just know that wherever this loving flows, it places its blessing, because the true blessing is the loving itself. Not necessarily the results or the expressions that come about because of it, but because of the loving itself. That's the blessing. So let the blessing unfold within you and all around you. Just let that true expression of joy, of peace, of loving and acceptance just reach in you and through you in all ways, bringing you to that place of greater fulfillment. And know in the greater fulfillment is the greater freedom, that you as soul divine are fulfilled and complete, that you have fulfilled that greater purpose of having the experience of simply moving in that stream of loving through every level of creation and consciousness, so that that movement of your own divine spark is fulfilled in all ways, in all forms. And that in that fulfillment is the greater freedom, the greater awakening in you, that divine spark, in its journey as it continues, now moving more deeply within, as it continues to expand, to journey home into that, once again, that union with God. So just allow the soul of who you are now to expand once again back into that greater oneness, back into the fullness of spirit. Whether you experience that at the seat of the soul, or inwardly and upwards in the greater truth of spirit, just allow yourself to be and to move however that divine action of God's loving wishes to carry you, to bring you into that greater experience of the divine. Just continuing to allow yourself to open, to receive God's loving, to assist you in continuing to expand. And in that expansion, begin to find that movement within you, that you as a divine child of God now begin to become the co-creator. That co-creator that is the expression of loving. So express, share that loving now with God within. However you do that, whether you simply say, I love you, I love you, Lord, I love you, or whether you see that as a light, or hear it as a sound, or feel it as a movement, just share your loving with God in whatever way that works for you. And then however, in that sharing of loving, it comes forward. Just allow that greater action of that voice of God to come present. That you enchanting that sacred name, sharing your loving with God, bring forward within you the hue, the anahu, or the names of initiation. Let that be part of your expression with God. Always remembering to share your loving, and then as it shifts within you, just coming quiet, being open and receiving God's loving for you, that the cycle, the circle of loving is what moves us into that greater experience of the oneness, of that fullness of loving. So now just continue this inner journey of sharing your loving with God and receiving God's loving for you. So once again, just begin to focus on the inner light of loving. Whether you see it, whether you hear it, whether you feel it, or simply know it, just focus your attention on that loving. Just allowing yourself to be present, to be aware, to open and experience the greater you, that which is the divine, that which is spirit, that which is loving and expression. So just open and allow yourself to experience that loving that you are. Just always coming back to the loving, simply by giving our attention to the loving, is how we move into and awaken to that experience. Just allowing that conscious awareness to expand, to include, to experience in its fullness the all-encompassing of every level, allowing your consciousness to expand in that movement of loving, experiencing all of God's creation. Allowing that loving to move into and through each realm, each level, each division, so that in that loving it is simply a movement of oneness. So just come present in the loving and allow the loving to bring you aware on all levels, from the realms of spirit, through the unconscious, through the mind, through the emotions, through the imagination, and through the body. So anchor yourself in the loving, allowing yourself to be present in the loving on all levels. And coming awake and aware, even physically now, opening your eyes, maintaining that presence of being.